my last name is supposed to be Bui, B-U-I, but I went with my uncle-in-law. His last name is Lam, so they had to adopt me under their last name. So I had to name Lam. So if you put Fat Lam together, it doesn't sound very good. So people were making fun of my names and all sorts. So I changed it. I dropped the H and I changed when I became a U.S. citizen. I changed it just to Patrick. So yeah. It became Patrick Lam.
And when you were going through this process of changing your name, was that at the same time you were becoming a citizen?
Yes, that's right before you became U.S. citizen, the judge asked you, do you want to keep that name? Is there a certain name you want to change?
Yeah.
So I was able to do that, you know. Then.
And how old were you when you became a U.S. citizen?
Oh, wow. My goodness. It would have been in my teen years, because you have to be, I believe, at least 10 years, 5 to 10 years to become a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
I was a green card. I was an alien, resident.
Yeah.
I had a green card for years, and then you have to wait for all that, for your turn to be called. So I believe it was 10 years before I became a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. And so that would have been, you would have been 18, 19?
Yeah, I was in my high school years when
yeah.
I got that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go there and you go to, you know, the big room and with all the immigration
laws.
Is that a big deal? It was a dream. It was a dream come true, another stage in my life. You know,
yeah.
I'm a U.S. citizen now.
Yeah.
You know, this is my home.
Yeah.
I always try to teach my girls that, you know, Vietnam is my birthplace, but America is my home, and
yeah.
America is your home now.
Yeah.
Without America, we wouldn't have a life
yeah.
today.
Yeah.